Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Tuesday, July the 17th. Well, we just heard in state news Middleton's mayor boasting a bit about his city's selection as the best place to live in America, according to Money Magazine. And we're going to talk about that this half hour. We want to know why you might think your town is the best place to live in the United States. And we would love to hear from you if you live in Middleton, Wisconsin, why you also agree with Money Magazine that Middleton is the best place to live in the United States. And we welcome your reactions and questions for our guest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Plus, congratulations go out to Germantown, New Berlin, and Franklin, who were the other Wisconsin towns or cities that made the top 100 on Money Magazine's list. So, tell us why you think Money Magazine maybe missed the boat by not naming your town, or join in with your questions, reactions, congratulations at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We're happy to have with us Craig Matters, executive editor of Money Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope we didn't miss too many boats.
Well, I just thought I would prompt some callers to boast about their test.
Don't worry. People aren't shy about telling us we're wrong.
Yeah. So what do you, you obviously, you can't visit every single town in the country.
No, the travel budget would just get out of hand.
But what you did focus in on cities or towns of a certain size, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we basically alternate the list every other year where we'll focus on larger places one year and smaller places the next year. So this year we looked at places between 7,500 and 50,000 in population.
Yeah, and still there are a number of cities that would be in that population range.
Well, the database started out with about 2,900 places, mm-hmm. and then we start narrowing the list by looking at things like income levels and education levels of the populace. Basically, what we're trying to get to are places where you'd want to spend sort of the pre-child rearing to kids, you know, just at the empty nest stage of your adult life. So these aren't necessarily places to retire. The taxes seem to be a little high. But there's a connection between taxes and schools, as you all know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we're aiming for. We're aiming for the sort of spot where you want to, you know, settle and raise your family and you know, have the sweet part of your career.
Yeah, so what makes Middleton tops on the list?
Well, as we start to go down the list, we get to, and you sort of cut away all the places that fall out because of crime or because the schools aren't great, you get down to a list of about 75 places that are sort of serious contenders for the top slot. And in the end, what really sort of attracts us to Middleton is, first of all, the proximity to Madison. I mean, as your report pointed out, Madison won in 1998. Back then, we were actually looking at metro areas as opposed to specific places. So in some ways, Madison's victory in 98 was partially due to Middleton's.
Mm-hmm.
And without question, Middleton's win this year has a lot to do with its proximity to Madison. If you look down the list of top places, I mean, a lot of places are university towns or are near university towns. That obviously provides a steady employment base. You know, state government also provides a steady employment base. So those are certainly things that work in favor of a lot of places. Then what else we really liked about Middleton? Crime is, you know, it's not non-existent, but it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
The schools are very good. Tax burden is, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not, you know, I live in New Jersey. You got nothing to complain about.
wait until you hear our callers.
You know, the Middleton economy itself, I think the mayor had alluded to that. The Middleton economy itself is growing as well as sort of just relying on the fact that Madison's got a good economy. I think more people commute into Middleton now than leave it, which is a good thing. And then also, as we end up visiting about 25, 26 places where we're really sort of seriously considering them for the top. And what stood out about Middleton were a few things. First, the amount of green space. You know, the the number of city parks, the little ponds, the conservancy, mm-hmm. you know, which could be just nothing but a wetland, but really has been turned into a really active community resource.
Yeah, the walking trails and such.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was very attractive. Obviously, the lake is there. Middleton Hills was very impressive. As one of our editors said, you know, of every planned community she's ever seen, that was the nicest mm-hmm. one. The downtown is very nice. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not rustic the way, say, Louisville, Colorado is, which is a real 19th century downtown. But it's certainly nice. And the city's done a good job of sort of keeping the office park and the big box stores on, you know, one side of the highway and you know, being able to sort of retain a real sort of community feel to the rest of the area.
And they've got a great brewery there, too.
And there's a hell of a brewery, yeah, as I learned, yeah. And, I mean, that was something else that was even interesting about Middleton. So we were there, we'd visited the area twice, and I was out there the second time. And we were at the brewery on a Thursday night, and some people knew who we were, but a lot of people didn't know who we were. And the thunderstorms came, and we were all crowded under the, you know, under the awnings. And, you know, it was about the friendliest group you'd ever meet. And then the next night, people were there with their families, mm-hmm. Which is really kind of, you know, that was something that sort of really came home, was sort of how family-friendly the place is.
We are talking with Craig Matters, executive editor of Money Magazine, talking about Money Magazine's selection this week of Middleton, Wisconsin, as the best place to live in the United States. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. We welcome your reaction to the selection, your questions for our guest. Maybe you want to brag a little bit about your town. That's fair game, too. Phil in Madison joins us first. Hi, Phil. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just wanted to comment that the Madison, Middleton, Oregon, Evansville, you can pick any of these little towns in Dane County, and it's a nice place to be. It's very fashionable to say that things aren't the way they were, but nothing in the world is. And you can be pretty much in any of these towns, be in a metro area, get full services, and yet be out in the boonies in 10 minutes, which you can't do in New Jersey.
You certainly cannot. In fact, there's a great picture of a dairy farmer, Reggie Ziegler, in the magazine, and you know his farm is 3 minutes outside of the city, and it's, you know, it's completely gorgeous. And you're right that there are a lot of towns. I mean, there are a lot of places in Dane County that are pretty nice places to live. Middleton did a little better on the numbers, just the sort of combination of test scores and crime rates and cost of living and commute times. Again, there the proximity to Madison really helps.
Yeah, the other cities on the list of the top 100. Now they were down there a little ways, but
right.
They were all in. They're Milwaukee suburbs.
They were Milwaukee suburbs by mm-hmm. and large. Yeah, and I mean generally what we try to do is keep. And this is where the list gets a little, you know, maybe we should have 200 or 300 places mm-hmm. on the list, because we generally try to limit a county to one place so that you know, otherwise you could end up with, I mean, I could create a list that had 100 places in New Jersey, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get to small towns, it's difficult, certainly from afar, to distinguish, you know, one town in Dane County from another. So we sort of try to pick the, you know, we look at the, at the town or the city in a county that ranks highest and sort of check that place out first. And then if we find that there's something, you know, something that the numbers aren't really telling us when we dig a little deeper, then we go and look at the second ranked place in the county.
Talking with Craig Matters, executive editor of Money Magazine, looking to hear from you, especially if you live in Middleton, the best place to live in America for 2007, according to Money Magazine. Do you live in Middleton? What's so great about it? Or maybe you live in Germantown. That was number 30 on the list. Or New Berlin, number 41. Or Franklin, number 90. Or maybe you live in another community in Wisconsin that you think Money Magazine overlooked. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 13 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we'll talk more of the politics of Iraq. The Senate plans an all-nighter as it debates the latest proposal from Democrats to withdraw troops from Iraq by the spring. We'll talk with our guest political scientist about that and about an alternative that two Republican senators are offering. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about Middleton being chosen the best place to live in America by Money Magazine, talking about what makes Middleton so great and wondering what makes your smaller community so great. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Money Magazine's focus this year in its annual Best Places to Live issue looked at communities with populations below 50,000. So what makes your small town a winner? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Also looking to hear from you if you live in Middleton, if you want to brag a little bit more or to tell us why you think you live in a great place. Also, the other Wisconsin communities on the list, Germantown, New Berlin, Franklin, still have a line open for you, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Welcoming questions, though, or comments from anyone, regardless of where you live. Connie in Middleton is with us. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
So what's, you like living in Middleton?
I do like living in Middleton, and of course, location is one of the reasons that it's as good as it is. But I wanted to mention the public bodies that that affect Middleton. Not only the county board, that of course makes lots of open space available everywhere in the vicinity, but the city council has done a good job of making public services available to people, so that I think everyone who lives in Middleton feels that they have a lot of advantages no matter what their income is.
Public services, then, you're talking about, Connie.
Right.
Yeah. Was that considered, Craig?
I mean, obviously, we look at the crime rates at the sort of top end of things, and then as we start to look down, as we start to narrow down the list, that's when we start doing reporting on public services and whether people have any, you know, any serious gripes about their places, and also look at sort of how the places developed. I mean, one of the things that we really try to stay away from are places that have really sort of developed haphazardly and are kind of sprawled out, where the strain on the public services becomes, you know, unbearable. Yeah. And as I said, Middleton, I think, has done a pretty good job. I know that there's some pressure to, you know, to build more houses and things there, but they seem to have done a pretty good job at controlling that growth so that the infrastructure isn't overly taxed.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Connie?
Well, really, that's my point, that the city council has been pretty careful about planning and has been fairly generous about providing good services for people. Keep the community looking nice. The roads are in pretty good shape without going to extremes on that. And I think just in general, there's kind of a nice middle-class feeling in Middleton. It's partly because of its growth, of course, people moving out from Madison and leaving any crime problems behind in Madison. But I know there's a possibility of crime moving out to the suburbs these days, too. But I did want to give credit to the public bodies, the school board and the city council, that do a very good job.
Are you? Thank you very much, Connie, for the call. Are you concerned that the attention now that you're getting nationally with this magazine issue is going to cause a lot of people to flood into Middleton?
Yes, I'm very concerned about that. When I first heard about Money Magazine coming here and possibly considering Middleton, I said, oh, no, don't tell me.
So does that happen, Craig Matters?
I think people worry about it more than it actually happens. I mean, we don't I'd love to say that, you know, we're so smart that we've discovered that Middleton is the place to be 10 years from now. But the reality is we're measuring what's already there. I mean, people already know Middleton is a, you know, is a great place, and you can tell by the way the place has grown. I think that there's a little... you get a little bit of a lift, maybe, you know, that certainly the Chamber of Commerce loves it, but, you know, they love it because they're trying to attract new businesses into town, you know, to keep the tax rate up. I don't think that money's designation of a place has a profound impact on the place over the long run. I think people have some bragging rights for a little while. Whichever administration's in power or just was out of power, Republic, Democrat, or otherwise, you know, likes it, and will carry copies of the magazine around with them wherever they go. The real estate agents love it. And it draws a certain amount of attention, but, you know, a company doesn't decide to relocate to Middleton because we named it a best place to live. That doesn't happen. I mean, they may very well, you know, look at that article, and if it's on, you know, and it might get put on a list of places that somebody's considering. But, you know, it's I wouldn't advise anybody to make the decision to simply move to Middleton because we said it was great without checking it out first.
Thanks to Connie for the call. George in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, George.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say, and I haven't seen the list, but of some of the Wisconsin ones you've mentioned, I think one of the things that makes these communities great is their proximity to larger cities like Franklin, New Berlin, Germantown, which are right outside of the city of Milwaukee, near proximity to, you know, great cultural and entertainment venues. Unfortunately, it means that a lot of these great places to live are only great because they're close to a place that has, you know, these wonderful kinds of things that they can experience, and then they can go back and sleep in their bedroom communities at night and not have to worry about paying, you know, taxes for the poor that the city is also has to be committed to.
Yeah, that's right. Craig Matters?
You're absolutely right. You know, if I had my way, there'd be metro taxes, but, you know, but
right.
I'm just a journalist, not a...
but it is Germantown, New Berlin.
They don't give me an office.
These towns, in part, probably did benefit due to their proximity to Milwaukee.
Unquestionably. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are very... in fact, there are very few towns on the list. There are few, but that aren't suburbs. Most of these places... the vast majority of these places are suburbs of bigger places. There are a few that sort of stand on their own or that are big enough to, you know, to be sort of exurbs. They're really sort of places, you know, really in their own right. But the vast majority of them are suburbs. And the caller, you know, points out a great inequity in the way things are developed in the country.
Yeah, thanks, George, for the call. Jenny in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. I had just a quick question. I was curious to know how much you looked into ethnicity when you were looking at these different great places to live, not only African-American, but also Indian and Asian, just culturally diverse places.
We did. We looked two ways, and we measured a towns or a city's racial and ethnic diversity against the country as a whole and then against its state. So, and then sort of combined those ranks so that, you know, it didn't seem fair to compare a place in New Hampshire to a place in New Jersey when New Hampshire or Wisconsin, you know, is much whiter. So we basically looked at it both ways, against the nation as a whole and against its state. So a place like Middleton comes out, even though it's, let's face it, pretty white, it does, you know, better against the state of Wisconsin as a whole on the diversity angle. And, you know, we'll get hammered on both ways for that. There'll be people who will start calling us PC. And then there are people who will say, well, you know, still these places are overwhelmingly white. And, you know, so be it. We try. And we try to sort of steer a middle course. There ends up being about 11 factors. I mean, there are lots of sub-factors that go into the 11, but there are 11 factors that we sort of grade on. And diversity was one of those. So it ends up counting for about 9% of a place's score.
Thanks to Jenny for the call. Linda in Sauk Prairie. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I really want to put a plug in for my own hometown, which is Prairie du Sac. And,
Prairie du Sac?
Prairie du Sac in Sauk City. And I think it far outshines Middleton, but then again, I'm from there. But, I think that we have exactly everything you're looking for if you're ever in that area. We're about 12 miles or maybe 15 miles from Middleton. Just north.
It's a very beautiful area. Lots of bald eagles in January.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
Was that area on your original list? Or
I'm not sure. What was the name of the town?
Prairie du Sac or Sauk Prairie?
Sauk City.
Sauk Prairie was, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to look for the... I mean, again, we ended up sort of going with the top, you know, the top scoring town in the area. But I'm pretty sure if you check our website, you can see the numbers for that town as well.
I think we have time for Ann in Madison. Hi, Ann, you're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to say Money Magazine is really an investor's magazine, and it chooses towns that where you can buy things cheap and sell them for a lot of money. Yeah. It's not a travel magazine, and when they called Madison the best place in the country to live, there was a huge influx of people from all over the country, and it changed from a completely livable small city or large town into a massive urban sprawl where prices are just skyrocketing. And I really feel sorry for Middleton because this is for big business.
And all right, Ann, thank you. I'm sorry to cut you short, but we're 30 seconds left to go. Is this for big business, Craig Matters?
No, it's certainly not. I mean, I just, you know, there's cause and effect and there's correlation. There may be some correlation between Madison's development and money naming it 10 years ago, but I think the cause and effect is that's a bit of a reach.
Well, we're happy that you joined us, and we're happy that our tough winters didn't disqualify Madison or Middleton from the list.
Not at all, not at all. In fact, there are a lot of cold places on the list.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Craig Matters, executive editor of Money Magazine. This is the Ideas Network.